Charlene Guy.
The Forces Breakfast.
As you know, all morning I've been saying about this note that I've been given, just been left in the studio for me to call Santa's cabin, right? I don't know what it's about, so I'm going to dial it now and let's find out what the score is. I've just been asked to speak to Rock Elf, so here we go. I'm dialing away. Here we go, it's ringing. Okay. Hopefully getting through to Santa's cabin. Here we go. Oh, I must be busy. Here we go.
Good morning, Santa's cabin.
Good morning. This is Charlene from BFBS. I've been told I need to speak with Rock Elf, is it? Is it okay to have a little chat with him?
I can go and find Rock Elf for you. He's very busy at the moment. Let me check which department he's in. Right, he's in dispatch. Let me put you through. Hang on a second.
Thank you. Oh, it sounds very official down at Santa's cabin. Okay, he's dispatch. Here we go. Oh.
Hello, dispatch. Rock Elf here.
Good morning, Rock Elf. This is Charlene from BFPS, and I've been given a little note to call you this morning. I don't know what it's about, but I presume you've got some exciting news.
Yeah, we have got some exciting news. Santa's coming on Friday.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Right, in an elf style-y, Santa is coming.
Santa is coming.
The big man himself is going to be arriving in the Rock on Friday. So where's he going to be? How's it all happening?
Well, we're just making all the plans now, but he's coming on Friday. He'll arrive at the border at 6 o'clock. And then he's going to go all the way around Gibraltar, wave to absolutely everybody. You'll see him in big white vehicle, you won't miss him. And then he's going to end up at Ocean Village at 7:30.
Right, there's so many questions. Santa arriving at the border, is he going to be in his sleigh?
He will be in a big white sleigh.
Oh, wow. And does he get to skip the border queue? Because obviously he is Santa.
Of course he does, straight through.
Good, because I'm worried about the Friday traffic. That might hold him up somewhat, you know what I mean? So Santa's coming on Friday. He's doing a bit of a tour. Now, to get the kids excited about this, because obviously it's not long till Christmas now, I know that Santa and his elves are going to be out and around doing the rounds at the schools this week.
They are. They're out all over Gibraltar this week. Look out for the little red postcards from our elves who are doing a school tour throughout the week.
Now, there's obviously one main reason why Santa is coming, obviously Christmas Eve for the kids.
It's Christmas, that's why.
It is Christmas. I'm well excited. I'm excited. Santa's coming on Friday. Now, it's all in aid for a special show, isn't it?
That's right. There's going to be a special winter wonderland being built in Ocean Village right now around Santa's cabin. It's a 4D holographic show. And you get to see the big man himself afterwards.
And do you get to sit on his knee and obviously ask for your wish list?
Sit on his knee. You can sit beside him. You can ask him what he wants, providing you've been good, of course. If you haven't, you won't get anything.
This show sounds fantastic, and the best bit of it all, while we've been basking in a bit of rain this weekend, looking at the UK in envy with their snow, we're actually going to get snow on the Rock, aren't we?
Well, I don't want to make any promises, Charlene, but you know Santa and snow are never far apart. If you come down to Santa's cabin this Friday, you will see Santa and snow.
Woohoo! And it won't be his dandruff, will it?
Anyway, got lots to do right now. We're actually changing all the lights in Santa's cabin. Charlene, do you know how many elves it takes to change a light bulb?
I don't know how many elves it takes to change a light bulb.
10, Charlene. 1 to change the bulb and 9 to put on each other's shoulders.
Hey, I love it. I'm getting some elf comedy today, which is fantastic down at Santa's cabin. If anybody wants to watch the show, obviously, to get in the mood for Christmas and Santa coming ahead of him arriving on the Rock on Friday, there's a special preview on Thursday, isn't there?
There is. There's going to be a bit of a sneak preview from 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and we're going to be open till 10 o'clock on the weekend as well. So there's lots of time, 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening, and then every day we're going to be open from 4 in the afternoon till 8 in the evening, and then the week before Christmas, we're going to be open from 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening.
Oh my goodness! Lots of holographic show action going down then. If you would like to go and see the show, how much is it going to cost to take the kids?
It is going to be £5 for a child to come in. They get to see Santa, they get a fantastic gift when they leave. Another thing as well is that on the Friday night, we're going to do a few hot drinks and mince pies and things around the theatre as well, because obviously Santa's had a long trip, he's going to be hungry. And I imagine all the mums and dads that are coming down as well are going to be hungry. So mince pies and hot drinks around Santa's cabin in Ocean Village on Friday.
And obviously you being elves working 24/7, you can't have any of that mulled wine.
In breach of elves and safety, Charlie.
Oh, I love it. You're coming out with all the good ones. Right, well, Rock Elf, thank you so much for chatting to us today. So excited that the fact that Santa's coming and he's coming on Friday. He's going to be arriving at the border.
Well, he's going to be there from about 6 o'clock. He's going to be all over Gibraltar for an hour and a half. And then at 7:30, he will be down in Ocean Village.
Oh, the big man himself. I can't wait to see him. I'm going to have to sweet talk him into get,